Necro. What's up, everybody? I'm with my boy Lewis Hauser, the creator of the School of Greatness. People see us working all the time and they're kind of like, why are you doing that? How are you doing it? It's different when you really love it. And when you have momentum and results, you don't want to
stop. You don't want to stop, man.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you don't want to stop because you got the momentum. I want to keep selling. I want to keep promoting, keep getting bigger. So it's just trying to leverage it all.
I love it. And I've seen people stop and they kind of get complacent and it's really hard to pick the momentum back up. I see this in millennials, a lot of young millennials.
Really tough.
They get fired up and get results and they stop.
If you become irrelevant for a year, I think it's just like, it's challenging to get back into it and build the momentum all over again.
100%.
So stick to the momentum.
So I'm going to switch it up. What's been on your mind?
What's on my mind is growth. And what I mean by that is like doing things that are going to leave a bigger impact. If we continually do what we've always done to get the same results, we're not really growing. So I create bigger, scarier goals every year. The thing that I'm always doing is pushing my limits to say, how can I continue to grow and get better? Because I'm going to learn so much in those scary moments. And so many people are afraid to just even launch a product or launch an idea, so they're never growing. Mm-hmm. They're learning all this information, they're listening
to podcasts. Or they're waiting till it's perfect.
Things aren't perfect in the process of promoting it and marketing it. It's not perfect timing, you know. There's always something else that happens or is in the way from us getting the results we want. And I think when we're worried about having it to be our way perfect every single step along the way, we get in the way.
Yep.
But when we focus on how can I just make sure that no matter what happens, be able to flow in the messiness of it and focus, and on, focus service. On service.
What have you done to get yourself to keep pushing past all the insecurities or fears that go along with doing big things?
It comes down to keeping things simple. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs are focusing on so many different things. Have one goal or maybe a couple of goals, and then every single day, you just ask yourself the question, is this moving me towards my goal? If so, cool, let's do it. If not, then don't do it. And people don't focus on that.
And saying it, I think giving up the need to please people, one. Yeah. Two, I think focusing on mastery. I see a lot of people that whatever's popular or they're on the podcast, they're listening to 10 different podcasts, they're reading 3 books at a time, they're saying yes to these all these different events. Why not just stay focused on what's your strengths, what's relevant to your vision?
Every moment is a serving the mission. And I think as entrepreneurs, we get to create what our goals are. But I think when you're starting out, you just got to say, what's my financial goal and how many people do I want to impact? And focus on those two things. Okay, I want to make 100 grand, right? Okay, so what do I need to do? And you break it down daily. Then you say, okay, well, I don't have any connections. Oh, maybe I do need to go to some events right now. But if you've already connected with everyone, it's more about just taking action and giving to them and then asking in return or whatever you need to do to help achieve that goal.